two state questions, so take a minute or two on each of them. The first is New Jersey. How's Governor Murphy doing, Phil Murphy?
Oh, it's a mess. From the minute he took his hand off the Bible after being sworn in, he got into a fight with Steve Sweeney, the Senate president, who's also a Democrat. You know, in New Jersey politics are the least ideological politics of any state in the country. Mm-hmm. New Jersey politics are strictly transactional. It's all about deals. New Jersey has the nation's probably last real political boss. I mean, right out of the Boss Tweed era, that George Norcross, who the political boss of South Jersey, is like somebody out of the 19th century. I mean, he ought to be in the Smithsonian History of, Museum.
So how did Murphy...
as an exhibit of what political bosses are. And Senate President Sweeney is his guy.
I get it.
And very much opposed to Governor Murphy, who is very liberal. Sweeney's the union guy, but he's also a conservative Democrat. Norcross is a man who's up to his eyeballs in business deals in South Jersey. He really kind of sees himself as the emir of South Jersey. constantly at cross purposes with the governor, and his battering ram is the Senate president.
And what was there an issue that defined this relationship between the old and the new?
Yeah, something called the Economic Development Authority, which, of course, is something that George Norcross, the political boss of South Jersey, was behind. And this was an organization that gave out subsidies for projects throughout the state, many of them in South Jersey. It was badly run, arguably corrupt. There was also something called the Schools Development Authority, likewise a corrupt and an ineffective organization, both of which had political patrons. And Governor Murphy, to his credit, really wanted to get rid of both of them.
Yeah.
And then ran headlong into the opposition of the South Jersey machine.
Okay, that is a fascinating explanation, one which I really have learned from. So I want to go to my state of Massachusetts, where Congressman Kennedy wants to take on Ed Markey. And most of the incumbents, fearing for their lives, are supporting Markey. But he's a Kennedy, a direct descendant of Bobby Kennedy.
Right. And, you know, Senator Markey has served in the Senate only as a member of the minority. And that's tough. It's hard to get accomplishments. It's hard to bring things home if you're a member of the minority. And if you look at, I went to Senator Markey's website, and basically what it says is he's co-signed a letter. He authored a letter. He authored a resolution and so on. You know, he hasn't had the ability to deliver tangible projects or things like that for the state. It's not his fault. I mean, clearly it's a problem of just being a senator in the minority, which I think, you know, makes him more vulnerable than a senator probably ought to be.
And yet there is the cult of personality. There is Kennedyism. You know, there are pictures of Jesus on the wall with John Kennedy next to them in people's houses.
All right.
Well, you know, how does that play out? I mean, I have to be honest with you. I'm a Massachusetts resident. I'm not sure how I'm going to vote here.
Well, Al, I think that probably for, like, I hate to say this, people our age, the Kennedy magic is still very, very much alive. Whether that's true for younger voters, I don't know. You know, there was a time if your surname was Kennedy, you know, that was a ticket to election and re-election eternally. I just don't know if that's true anymore. I just don't know enough about Massachusetts politics, or particularly the electorate of Massachusetts. I mean, you know, look at what happened with Ayanna Pressley defeating Congressman Capuano.
Absolutely.
You know, who would have predicted that? I mean, Capuano was a liberal by any standard, and yet he was vulnerable.
And here he goes and gets beaten.
Right. And, you know, I think that probably Congressman Neal, who is, you know, very well-established Democrat and a chairman of a major committee in the House of Representatives, you know, he's I believe, has picked up a primary opponent.
He has, and I'm a huge Richie Neal supporter, of course. I think he's the brightest guy in the United States Congress. I think he's terrific. But I think nobody's safe now.
Nobody's safe. You know, there was a time when you could go back home and say, I'm the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, and I'm the person who's going to be able to steer all kinds of federal spending projects to the state. And that would be enough to get you reelected.
Sure. Absolutely true. I remember when Stanley Steingart was the speaker. He could bury his district in his stuff, and he lost. It can happen from time to time. Ross Baker, I'm so sorry. We got to stop now, but I am a huge Ross Baker fan, always have been. We served together at Rutgers University, and I had nothing but admiration for you, and I hope you'll continue to keep coming back on with us.
And I'm a big Alan Chartok fan, and I envy your listeners.